If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, here we go. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for tuning in with me today. And today is all about flooring. I have a guest from Classic Carpet. Mike Rose is going to be on with me in just a little bit, and we will have everything flooring, from carpet to hardware, hardwoods to luxury vinyl tile. We'll have it all, and you can call us today with any of your flooring questions that you may have. The number you need, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So we've got a lot in store today. So we're gonna get to know Mike a little bit better to start off, and then we're gonna choose from all kinds of flooring topics, from, you know, some of the differences in the types of floors, how to select the types of floors that work for you. And as always, every week I will have my Ride at Home hack right in the middle of the show. So find out some tricks to cleaning some spots off your carpet. So right here, you can find all that today. Stick around for that. You got me and Mike here today for the next hour. So don't hesitate to give us a call with all your concerns, questions around the home, not just flooring. We can handle everything for you today also. So again, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you and get your questions answered for you today. So for now, let's just get things moving forward with the owner, operator, head cook, and bottle washer of Classic Carpet, Mike Rose. Hey, Mike, are you with us today?
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for taking the time and you know, a little time out of your Saturday and coming on and hopefully getting to help some people out today with you know, some flooring questions and tile questions and, you know, all of that around their house. So really appreciate it. And I know it's it is, you know, kind of very busy time for all of us. You know, you wouldn't think, the popular belief might think you wouldn't be as busy, but I know we're all really busy.
No,
got a
right.
lot going on. So yeah, so I really,
oh, thanks.
I
yeah.
really appreciate you taking the time.
Glad to be here. It's, you know, like, we have ebbs and flows to our business, and one of them, it's like, for me, I think it's the Dow Jones. And when the Dow Jones is up near the highs, people feel real comfortable and they're a little freer spending their money. So we had a little dip earlier in the year, and now it's kind of back, and like we're going gangbusters. I brought home a gang over paperwork for tomorrow just to try to get caught up for Monday so I can stay on track, you know, get my bids back to people quick and what have you. So we're going full tilt, and all of our crews are working, and you know, so it's good time.
No, absolutely. And it is amazing how, you know, the stock market can really drive, you know, how much people are doing and just the comfort level, you know, of everybody, you know, across the board to do something. Let's not forget back in 2008.
Right.
Watching everything. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, Mike, I was actually with a client talking to them about a room addition, and I'm watching him, and the news is on in the other room, and he's literally watching the stock market plummet.
Yep.
And I'm going, huh? So, you know, comfort level definitely was not there. You know, literally was like, yeah, this is like, you know, not the time. And but, you know, and it's amazing, too, because really, you know, unless you're literally using that for your funds, you know, most people, it's in there for retirement. It goes up. It goes down.
Right.
You wait it out. Get out when it's high. So really, you know, if you're not retiring in the next 20 years and that's really all you're using it for, yeah, it really honestly shouldn't affect, you know, what you're thinking for that particular day, you know? But it does.
It does impact people's psyche. I think also with the COVID, you have a lot more people staying home, and everybody has probably, you know, five different floors in your house, and probably one of them's worn out right now, you know? So a lot of people are staying home and looking at it, and they're like, you know, maybe we need to do this. And we're spending more time here, so let's make it nice. And you know, I think that's true with you guys and Mosby Building Arts, and I think that's true for us, too. Like, this is a flooring store. People want to make their house a little nicer because they're spending more time there.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of let everybody know real quick too. So you guys are out of North County, right? And
Yeah, I can give you the 2-minute version. My mom started the store back in 1980 at a time when there weren't many women in the industry, and so she was a salesperson for a flooring store. She said, "I could do this better." Started the business out of our house when I was 10. And like put an ad in the Suburban Journal, and then like got the first sale, and kind of just did word of mouth since 1980. And then I worked there in high school and college, and then even through grad school. And so I've been working there pretty much, you know, almost all my life here. And so we do shop at home service. So from the beginning, from 1980, we've been bringing samples to people's homes. We do have a showroom, but I live in Chesterfield. We do work all over St. Louis, Kirkwood, into St. Charles, O'Fallon, South County. So we will bring samples to you, or people can come see us if they want to come to the showroom. But I have the majority of my clients never come in. I'll bring them samples, show them things in their house. And it's a great place to be because you can look at the paint color. You can look at the couches. You can see how everything goes together. So it's a really nice service. I think we've been doing it longer than anybody in town. And it kind of makes it easy. It kind of makes it easy on you to pick something when you got a lot of great selections, and then people who know what they're talking about can take you through the ups and downs and pros and cons of the different flooring.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, you know, being in the home like that, when you pick some of that stuff, it is a great place to be and to have, you know, everything around you, like you just said. We do a lot out and about, but then we always kind of come together and, you know, bring that countertop sample to the house, bring the cabinet door sample to the house, bring the floor sample, you know,
right,
and kind of set them all in the house and really look at it in that lighting and everything else. So awesome way to do it.
Yeah. And then with the COVID too, it works out. Like, you don't have to go to a store and be around other people. So it's, you know, all of our people wear masks and are taking the safety precautions. So, it's an easy way to not get exposed too much, and have kind of stuff brought to you. So yeah, it's Classic Carpet and Flooring. If you want to look us up, it's classiccarpet.com, and we are open today, 9 to 4, and we have operators standing by.
So. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so I think, Mike, when we return, I want to get to know you just a little bit more. So I got, let people know about just not the company, but Mike Rose, the man, the myth. So I've got some questions for you about that.
Okay.
And I think we got a call coming in from Scott, so we can get to that if that's still there, if he can hold the line. And then, of course, we got plenty of other stuff, flooring, to go over, like I said. So definitely a lot to talk about. So
I thought I'd kind of go through some of budgeting, what people can expect to pay for different types of flooring. So if you're thinking about project, you can jot down these numbers and kind of be able to figure up a budget for yourself. So I think that'd be helpful.
Yeah, no, that would be very, very helpful. So we'll jump into this break, and we'll have all of that and more when we return right after these messages. All right, we are back, and like they said, give us a call. Scott, if you're still out there, we lost you over the break, but feel free to give us a call back, and we would love to answer your question, or anybody else call in, ask any of these questions about this. So, and what I want to start off with now while we wait is I got a list of questions here for Mike. Mike, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
So I'd like to just kind of learn about you, get to know you. We've been working together for a really long time, but let other people just find out some of the cool things about Mike. Right?
Oh, thanks, Ken. I actually looked at our first job with Mosey Building Arts was 20 years ago. So it's been 20 years that I've been working with you guys. So it's been a great relationship and done a lot of fun projects. So.
So you got me by a year, because this October will be 19 years with Mosby for me. So, so yeah, definitely great relationship. Appreciate everything you do. But I know you're from St. Louis. Everything. Have you always been from St. Louis?
I have. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So okay. The store started out of our house in Florissant when I was 10, and I would help my mom lug samples from her car, into the garage where she kept kind of a mini showroom out of the house. Our garage had carpet and pad in it that was waist high, and then after about 4 years, they got a space in an industrial park, kind of off the road. And then we were there a few years, and then we moved to our current location in Old Town Florissant. We're right on the corner by Fritz's and Old Town Donuts, which it seems like everybody knows where those two places are. So.
Yes, absolutely. So some of my questions are going to be kind of North County stuff too, but I got to ask the St. Louis one. What high school?
I went to McClure North and graduated in 1989.
Awesome. See, I went to McClure.
All right.
So I got a list of questions here, kind of the lightning round speed questions, just to find out some interesting facts about Mike here. So, get ready. It shouldn't be too hard. So the value of the questions just went up too in the lightning round to $100 a question. So make sure get them right. So, Panteras or BJ's for pizza?
Panteras.
Fritz's or Ted Drew's?
Fritz's.
Hey, I figured that much. Cardinals or the Blues?
Blues.
Would you go to the Arch or the City Museum?
Arch.
All right. So Botanical Garden or the Zoo?
Ooh, that is a hard one. I'll go Zoo.
That is a hard one. Grant's Farm or Magic House?
Grant's Farm.
All right. So what's your favorite season?
Fall.
Oh, mine too. Favorite snack?
Ooh, wow. Swedish fish.
Oh, so
a rarity.
It is a rarity. So this is going to probably answer the next one, was sour or sweet?
So sweet for sure.
Yeah. A night owl or are you an early bird?
I'll go night owl.
All right. Barbecue or Mexican?
Ooh, I'm going to go that's impossible, but I'll go Mexican.
Dogs or cats? This dog. Is an easy one for most 100. People. So would you do the beach or the mountains?
Ooh, another hard one. I'll go beach.
And then favorite type of music?
Classic alternative.
Awesome. See? There you go. That was easy.
The only
downside was you got them all wrong, so there's no money to be handed. But
yeah, the BJ's Panteras one was very hard too. But
yeah, I got to tell you, if you're not from directly around there, a lot of people might not know a whole lot about BJ's. But man, that is definitely some good pizza in there.
And Peroni's. Well, St. Louis is a pizza town.
Yeah,
and
Peroni's, yep.
Peroni's is insanely good. My wife was also from Florissant, and that was one of their family's favorite things, and they got me hooked on it early. So.
Yeah, yep. Nope, another good one there for sure. So, cool. Well, that was fun. I really like that. So I think let's talk about I was going to get into some hardwood floor stuff, but you said something that really interests me, and we got a few minutes yet. So I would like to talk about some of those pricing things that you
So we can go through it. It's kind of a common question we get at the store is like, how much should I budget for things? So I can run you through the different flooring types and kind of, if you want to jot this down at home, and then it's really just a simple thing of just the width of your room in feet times the length of the room in feet times these prices, which are installed prices per foot. So, like, if you have a 10 by 10 room, that's 100 feet. And then let's say we'll talk carpet first, which is your least expensive floor covering. On the low end, it's about $250 a foot. Higher end, about $450 a foot. So there's a range. It's like anything. There's inexpensive and more expensive. So a lot of people fall in the kind of in the middle range, maybe around $4 a foot. For a nice carpet installed with a great pad. So we always recommend using a great pad with a carpet. So so then there's sheet vinyl, which isn't as popular as it used to be, but really durable and probably one of the least expensive hard surface floor coverings. You can expect to pay about $4 to $5 a foot. Then one of the newer things is the LVTs and LVPs, which is kind of the second generation laminate floors. So they're waterproof, scratch-proof, and quieter. And so kind of do-it-yourself friendly, but an installed price on those, maybe $6 to $8 per square foot installed. Then there's pre-finished hardwood, very popular. A clean installation comes from the factory, pre-finished, so they just nail it down and you're done. About $9 to $10 per square foot installed. Then we also do job-finished hardwood, where you put raw wood in your house, sand it in the house, stain it in the house, and coat it in the house. So very customizable, kind of has that classic hardwood, look too, but $10 to $11 a square foot. And then kind of at the top end is your ceramic and porcelain tiles are probably at $12 to $14 a foot installed. And then people want to know, like, sand and finishing existing hardwood floor, around $4 per square foot. So now those numbers won't work for super small spaces. If you have a very small bathroom, it's going to be more per foot than that just because there's kind of a minimum charges or having to pull the toilet and put it back, so that the numbers kind of break down in real small areas. But if you're doing, a sizable room or a couple bedrooms and you want to know what things cost, those numbers should work out pretty good and get you pretty darn close to what you'll be paying installed.
And of course, for everyone to understand, there's so many variables depending on, what type of floor you're removing to put the other floor in.
For sure.
Is it a full mud set floor? Is it not? Yeah, there's a ton of
sure, yeah. I mean, it's how much is a TV? Well, it really depends what kind of TV you get. I was just trying to go with like the most kind of most popular, what most people are going for. Those numbers will get you in the ballpark.
Yep, and everybody really, I've got a story for right after my hack on an article I was reading about some DIY stuff and some pricing to it, and that's why I kind of like that. So after my hack, we can talk about this pricing DIY thing and how they kind of fool you with some of this stuff, and you read this stuff and you think you're learning true pricing, and you're really not. So when we come back, we're going to get into our break here. But when we return, we'll have my hack. We'll have that. We'll take your calls. We'll have everything you need. So we will be right back after these messages.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, we are live here, and I want to welcome Facebook Live with us also today. We're talking with Mike Rose from Classic Carpet on Right at Home with Rich. So we've got half the show left, and I've got some carpet cleaning hacks here that I thought I would start with. So just kind of in the spirit of today's flooring conversation, you know, there's some few things out there, tricks out there. You know, we were asking Mike some questions, dog or cat. He said dog. So one of these tricks is, you know, eliminating pet hair, your pet hair, getting it out of your furniture, your carpet, things like that. So you can use a squeegee for this to get that hair up prior to vacuuming and getting everything in there. So you can kind of just dampen it, run it across your carpet, across your you know, low pile carpet, couch, anything like that. Basically sweeps this stuff into a pile. Actually, a tennis shoe works really, really well too. So you can also remove some stains in your carpet with an iron. So if you first do like a water vinegar, you know, 3-to-1 ratio, kind of clean it a little bit with that, vacuum up any dried stuff, any loose stuff, and then set a towel over your stain. A heated iron, run over that towel and kind of press that heat in there, and it'll transfer that stain up to the towel. So rubbing alcohol also is good for a nail polish, removing that. If you spill, you know, really dark, hard, you know, nail polish on your carpet, it is dangerous. You could actually, you know, damage the dye or lead to some bleaching doing it, but you know, if you let that polish dry, chip off as much as you can with kind of like a butter knife or something, then gently dab a cloth or paper towel with that on there. It will absorb a lot of that nail polish material. So fluffing your carpet, getting the fluff back with vinegar in high traffic areas. You can do a 50-50 mixture and basically spray that on there, take like a spoon and run it sideways along the carpet to loosen the fibers and restore that original texture, and gum in your carpet. Okay, so ice versus gum is the big topic. So basically you freeze that gum for about 30 seconds or so, then you can kind of do that spoon or butter knife and kind of scrape that off of the carpet. And, you know, once it's frozen, you can scrape it out and it'll do less damage to the carpet doing that. So remember, you can later this week, go to any of my social media, Facebook or Twitter. You can find me at Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter. You can find all of this and more, because there is, on the link you'll get to, there was 17 of these carpet cleaning hacks, some more interesting ones. So if you want more information, go to my social media. You can see what's there. Get into that link and see the rest of all of these. So for now, we're going to say see you to Facebook Live. You can join us on the radio right now, and we'll continue here with Mike at Classic Carpet and some other things we got going on with flooring and everything. So, hey, Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, for sure.
Awesome. So I had this thing. So as I'm looking up, you know, all these hacks and everything, I looked up some cheap ways for some DIY remodeling, and there was some stuff in there that talked about some pricing and stuff on these DIY jobs, and it can be very, very misleading to people. So I want to get into that in just a minute, but while we have a minute, I'm going to jump to the phone. We got Scott back on the phone, has some question about some grout in the shower. So Scott, are you with us?
I sure am.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling back.
Oh, hey, no big deal. I hope you can help me. I'm trying to figure out something to clean the grout. I live out in the country, so it's, I got a lot of hard water. But I've tried a little bit of everything, and some of it works a little bit. but give me some ideas.
Mike, you have any good ideas on what you can clean up the hard water stuff off the grout with?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I got disconnected when you went to Scott.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. So Scott was asking, he has some he lives out in the country, has some hard water, and was wondering what kind of solutions or what he could use to try and clean the grout in his shower from some of this hard water stuff. You have any ideas for him?
Well, at home on grout, I just use diluted bleach, and I mean it cleans the heck out of it. So that's how I clean my shower at home. Just cut the bleach, you know, maybe a fourth bleach to 3/4 water, and give it a scrub. it's sometimes the easy things are the ones that work. But the other thing is he could look into a water softener, because that's a nice thing to have on your house anyway. But that's not cleaning related.
There's plenty of products out there, but there is Lime Away usually works pretty well, shower heads and things like that. If you spray that on there and really get it a little bit wet first, spray it on there, let it soak in and just sit for a good 15 minutes or so before cleaning again. So yeah, your bleach solutions work well. Lime Away works pretty well. There's other products out there, but you really got to read the directions and follow the directions really well. So does that help you out, Scott? Are you still with us? So we went back to you, Mike. We probably lost Scott. I would remind Scott also that so next week, I believe Brett will be on, Brett Line with Aqua Systems, and you definitely invite Scott to check out Aqua Systems and consider a water softener, because we talk all the time on the air with Brett about, just the damage that hard water does, not just to your grout, but to so many other, faucets and rubber nozzles and stuff inside the faucets and
hot water heaters,
dishwashers,
and
hot water heaters. So we talk about that stuff all the time, and it really can be, a money saving proposition in the end overall, doing something like that. So Scott and everybody else, tune in next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that water softener stuff and how that can help you out. So So before we get into our break, got a couple minutes here. I just wanted to run this by you and get your opinion too on this, Mike. So this story I'm reading, and a lot of people DIY think the same thing with floors, where they're like, well, I could probably do that click and lock floor. I could probably. So they do this research and they're thinking about doing this stuff themselves. And, I'm looking at all this stuff online. You got to be so careful when you see pricing. So I saw this kind of article story from a couple about it, and it's entitled How to Plank a Wall for $30 DIY. Oh, wow. Shiplap. Yeah, $30. I'm thinking that's pretty amazing, right? So I start reading it and I'm looking at it, and they start off with a list of supplies, and they've got underlayment plywood, they've got nails for a pneumatic gun, construction adhesive, 1/8-inch spacers, they've got spackling, they've got some sandpaper, and of course, to do it this way, they need a table saw, compound miter, they need some equipment that a lot of people might not have. So what they did was they bought like a thin,
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, we are live here, and I want to welcome Facebook Live with us. Also today, we're talking with Mike Rose from Classic Carpet on Right at Home with Rich. So We've got half the show left, and I've got some carpet cleaning hacks here that I thought I would start with. So just kind of in the spirit of today's flooring conversation, you know, there's some few things out there, tricks out there. You know, we were asking Mike some questions, dog or cat. He said dog. So one of these tricks is, you know, eliminating pet hair, your pet hair, getting it out of your furniture, your carpet, things like that. So you can use a squeegee for this to get that hair up prior to vacuuming and getting everything in there. So you can kind of just dampen it, run it across your carpet, across your you know, low pile carpet, couch, anything like that. Basically sweeps this stuff into a pile. Actually, a tennis shoe works really, really well too. So you can also remove some stains in your carpet with an iron. So if you first do like a water vinegar, you know, 3-to-1 ratio, kind of clean it a little bit with that, vacuum up any dried stuff, any loose stuff, and then set a towel over your stain, a heated iron, run over that towel and kind of press that heat in there, and it'll transfer that stain up to the towel. So rubbing alcohol also is good for a nail polish, removing that. If you spill, you know, really dark, hard, you know, nail polish on your carpet, it is dangerous. You could actually, you know, damage the dye or lead to some bleaching doing it, but you know, if you let that polish dry, chip off as much as you can with kind of like a butter knife or something, then gently dab a cloth or paper towel with that on there. It will absorb a lot of that nail polish material. So fluffing your carpet, getting the fluff back with vinegar in high traffic areas. You can do a 50-50 mixture and basically spray that on there, take like a spoon and run it sideways along the carpet to loosen the fibers and restore that original texture, and gum in your carpet. Okay, so ice versus gum is the big topic. So basically you freeze that gum for about 30 seconds or so, then you can kind of do that spoon or butter knife and kind of scrape that off of the carpet. And, you know, once it's frozen, you can scrape it out and it'll do less damage to the carpet doing that. So remember, you can later this week, go to any of my social media, Facebook or Twitter. You can find me at Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter. You can find all of this and more, because there is, on the link you'll get to, there was 17 of these carpet cleaning hacks, some more interesting ones. So if you want more information, go to my social media. You can see what's there. Get into that link and see the rest of all of these. So for now, we're going to say see you to Facebook Live. You can join us on the radio right now, and we'll continue here with Mike at Classic Carpet and some other things we got going on with flooring and everything. So, hey, Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, for sure.
Awesome. So I had this thing. So as I'm looking up, you know, all these hacks and everything, I looked up some cheap ways for some DIY remodeling, and there was some stuff in there that talked about some pricing and stuff on these DIY jobs, and it can be very, very misleading to people. So I want to get into that in just a minute, but while we have a minute, I'm going to jump to the phone. We got Scott back on the phone, has some question about some grout in the shower. So Scott, are you with us?
I sure am.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling back.
Oh, hey, no big deal. I hope you can help me. I'm trying to figure out something to clean the grout. I live out in the country, so I got a lot of hard water. But I've tried a little bit of everything, and some of it works a little bit. But give me some ideas.
Mike, you have any good ideas on what you can clean up the hard water stuff off the grout with?
Hello?
Oh, hey, hey, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I got disconnected when you went to Scott.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. So Scott was asking, He has some he lives out in the country, has some hard water, and was wondering what kind of solutions or what he could use to try and clean the grout in his shower from some of this hard water stuff. You have any ideas for him?
Well, at home on grout, I just use diluted bleach, and I mean it cleans the heck out of it. So that's how I clean my shower at home. Just cut the bleach, you know, maybe a fourth bleach to 3/4 water, and give it a scrub. it's sometimes the easy things are the ones that work, but the other thing is he could look into a water softener, because that's a nice thing to have on your house anyway, but that's not cleaning related.
There's plenty of products out there, but there is Lime Away usually works pretty well, shower heads and things like that. If you spray that on there and really get it a little bit wet first, spray it on there, let it soak in and just sit for a good 15 minutes or so before cleaning again. So yeah, your bleach solutions work well. Lime Away works pretty well. There's other products out there, but you really gotta read the directions and follow the directions really well. So does that help you out, Scott? Are you still with us? So we went back to you, Mike. We probably lost Scott. I would remind Scott also that next week, I believe Brett will be on, Brett Line with Aqua Systems, and you definitely invite Scott to check out Aqua Systems and consider a water softener, because we talk all the time on the air with Brett about, just the damage that hard water does, not just to your grout, but to so many other, faucets and rubber nozzles and stuff inside the faucets and
hot water heater
dishwashers
and all that,
hot water heater. So we talk about that stuff all the time, and it really can be, a money saving proposition in the end overall, doing something like that. So Scott and everybody else, tune in next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that water softener stuff and how that can help you out. So so before we get into our break, got a couple minutes here. I just wanted to run this by you and get your opinion too on this, Mike. So this story I'm reading, and a lot of people DIY think the same thing with floors, where they're like, well, I could probably do that click and lock floor. I could probably. So they do this research and they're thinking about doing this stuff themselves. And, I'm looking at all this stuff online. You got to be so careful when you see pricing. So I saw this kind of article story from a couple about it, and it's entitled How to Plank a Wall for $30 DIY shiplap. Yeah, $30. I'm thinking, that's pretty amazing, right? So I start reading it, and I'm looking at it, and they start off with a list of supplies, and they've got underlayment plywood, they've got nails for a pneumatic gun, construction adhesive, eighth-inch spacers, they've got spackling, they've got some sandpaper. And of course, to do it this way, they need a table saw, compound miter. They need some equipment that a lot of people might not have. So what they did was they bought like a thin, underlayment plywood. They cut it into like 6-inch strips, glued and tacked it to the wall with 1/8-inch spacers, and then they painted it and everything. And he starts off the story with thanking Sherwin-Williams for the free paint. Which I'm like, yeah, because it's $30 a gallon for paint, if you're going to paint something. So I'm like, how do you do this for $30? Well, you get free paint. So I don't know that everyone can get their paint free from Sherwin-Williams. But then I went through the list and I started researching, going, okay, so the wall was more in the photos than 8 feet long. So they needed at least 3 sheets of underlayment. I clicked the link.
That's $100.
Where they even said to go. And this 1/8-inch stuff was $14 a sheet, so you got $42. The nail guns, the cheapest pack I could find is $13. Construction adhesive on their link was $10. The spackling is about $7. You know, pretend the spacers are $1 and the sandpaper's $2. You got $75 and you still get, you got to have free paint, you know? And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of warn everybody out there when you see this stuff, it's like, you know, they do that all the time. And so even when you see these things DIY and stuff, or you see like flooring stuff online, or you see square foot room addition prices online, all this stuff, there's so much more to take into account in those situations. And they do these stories to try and make them good and get people to be like, oh man, I want to read that. He did it for $30, when really not at all, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, kind of just DIY beware, do your research, look things up, see what you're getting into. Don't just walk around with $30 in your pocket, hopefully, and you're going to follow these steps and get this accomplished, because it really would have barely even got you the paint, much less anything else. So we got to get into a break right now, but we'll get a little bit more into that when we return, and we can take everybody's calls. We'll have time for a question here on this back half here in the last segment. So we will be right back in just a minute. All right. We are back. Final segment. Like they just said, we do have time for a call. If you got a question for us, feel free to give us a shout, and we will get you on and get that answer for you. We got about 6 minutes, so get in quick. So, hey, Mike, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I did want to tell a little story, too, because, you know, all these trade partners that we work with, like you, with Mosby Building Arts and stuff, like you've been around, you know, a year longer than me, you know, Tom Henderson, West County Heating and Cooling has been forever, too, before I even got here. We've got so many good trade partners like that and everything. But so I was, you know, doing this, putting this hack together, looking at stuff online, and, you know, I see the thing about the fingernail polish. And do you remember the fingernail polish at my old house?
I do.
We were getting ready to move. And so real quick for everybody, we're getting ready to put the house on the market. Mike had put all my carpeting in the house. He's done carpeting in my new house. So this isn't just like, you know, we're not fishing for people with cheap prices and stuff. We got good quality trade partners that we deal with, that we work with, and provide great service. So anyway, I'm packing up stuff. We're trying to clean out. We're cleaning out the closet next to the linen closet by the bathroom, and just kind of downsizing, downscaling so it looks nicer. And a bottle of black fingernail polish, which I'm like, black? I guess it was maybe for a Halloween thing or something. Literally just shatters, and just the entire bottle all over the carpet, kind of right in the front of that closet in the hall and inside that closet. And, you know, I didn't know that hack back then. I still think there was so much polish I probably wouldn't have even bothered, but I had Mike out and patched that carpet back in with one of my leftover pieces. So keep those leftover pieces, people, because you never know when you might need some of it.
For all flooring products. If you're doing wood or you're doing the LVTs, keep half a box when you're done, because at some point they'll stop making whatever you have, and having a little spare piece can really help you out if you have a water leak or termite damage, or somebody drops, you know, whatever, an iron or a bowling ball, who knows what, but just or for your black fingernail polish. So, but it's handy to have those pieces around. Keep them in the basement, in the rafters, and if you ever need them, they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did have a client that I sent your way, Mike, maybe 6-8 months ago, towards the beginning of the year, possibly. I don't really remember, but he had like a vinyl floor in his basement, and he had extra vinyl material, and he said he had that vinyl material sitting there for like 8 years or whatever, and finally he just thought, you know what, I'm just going to get rid of it. I'm probably never going to need this. He threw it out, and like a month later, a plumber had to break through his basement floor to fix a pipe, and he ended up with like a 2-foot section missing. from the floor where in the vinyl. And he's like just staring at it. He was asking me about it. And I'm like, well, they could probably do something similar. You'll probably never find it again. And he had literally gotten rid of that flooring, that extra flooring, like weeks before this ended up happening. So definitely hang on to that. So I don't know if you ever heard from him or saw that or what, but yeah, it was, I really felt bad for him. So definitely a good thought for sure. So, so just real quick before we go, we got just about a minute or so. Just want to let people know one more time, kind of like what all you guys do, and then where can they get information, find you, phone number, all that stuff.
Thanks so much, Jeff. So we're Classic Carpet and Flooring. You can find us at classiccarpet.com. We've been in business 40 years. We do all types of flooring, so carpet, hardwood, vinyl, LVT, sand and finish work, hardwood, ceramic tile, porcelain tile, pretty much anything for your floor, your house, and we even do commercial work too. So I have four salespeople, and we run 10 crews a day, so we're bigger than most people think. And we have kind of low everyday pricing, and almost all of our business is word of mouth. We barely advertise. So so it's just kind of do good work at good prices, and the business keeps growing, so we're doing great.
Absolutely awesome. And everybody know, go through Mosby. You know, you're looking at a whole remodel, looking at addition, stuff like that. You get into hardwoods, carpeting, different flooring like that, you'll probably see Mike out there with us, because that is who does everything for us. So you can find Mosby at 314-909-1800. Feel free to give us a shout. Give Mike a shout for all your flooring needs. And for now, we're out of time. But Mike, I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thanks so much. Anytime.
Fun. Great to get to know you a little bit better. And for everybody else out there, I will talk to you next week. Be good. All right. We are back. Final segment. Like they just said, we do have time for a call. If you got a question for us, feel free to give us a shout, and we will get you on and get that answer for you. We got about 6 minutes, so get in quick. So, hey, Mike, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I did want to tell a little story, too, because, you know, all these trade partners that we work with, like you, with Mosby Building Arts and stuff, like you've been around, you know, a year longer than me, you know, Tom Henderson, West County Heating and Cooling has been forever, too, before I even got here. We've got so many good trade partners like that and everything. But so I was, you know, doing this, putting this hack together, looking at stuff online, and you know, I see the thing about the fingernail polish. And do you remember the fingernail polish at my old house?
I do.
We were getting ready to move. And so real quick for everybody, we're getting ready to put the house on the market. Mike had put all my carpeting in the house. He's done carpeting in my new house. So this isn't just like, you know, we're not fishing for people with cheap prices and stuff. We got good quality trade partners that we deal with, that we work with, and provide great service. So, but so anyway, I'm packing up stuff. We're trying to clean out. We're cleaning out the closet next to the linen closet by the bathroom, and just kind of downsizing, downscaling so it looks nicer. And a bottle of black fingernail polish, which I'm like, black, I guess it was maybe for a Halloween thing or something, literally just shatters, and just the entire bottle all over the carpet, kind of right in the front of that closet in the hall and inside that closet. And you know, I didn't know that hack back then. I still think there was so much polish I probably wouldn't even bothered, but I had Mike out and patch that carpet back in with one of my leftover pieces. So keep those leftover pieces, people, because you never know when you might need some of it.
For all flooring products, if you're doing wood or you're doing the LVTs, keep half a box when you're done, because at some point they'll stop making whatever you have, and having a little spare piece can really help you out if you have a water leak or termite damage, or somebody drops, you know, whatever, an iron or a bowling ball, who knows what, but just or for your black fingernail polish. So, but it's handy to have those pieces around. Keep them in the basement, in the rafters, and if you ever need them, they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did have a client that I sent your way, Mike, maybe 6-8 months ago, towards the beginning of the year, possibly. I don't really remember, but he had like a vinyl floor in his basement, and he had extra vinyl material, and he said he had that vinyl material sitting there for like 8 years or whatever, and finally he just thought, you know what, I'm just going to get rid of it. I'm probably never going to need this. He threw it out, and like a month later, a plumber had to break through his basement floor to fix a pipe, and he ended up with like a 2-foot section missing from the floor where in the vinyl. And he's like just staring at it. He was asking me about it, and I'm like, well, they could probably do something similar. You'll probably never find it again. And he had literally gotten rid of that flooring, that extra flooring, like weeks before this ended up happening. So definitely hang on to that. So I don't know if you ever heard from him or saw that or what, but yeah, it was, I really felt bad for him. So definitely a good thought for sure. So, so just real quick before we go, we got just about a minute or so. Just want to let people know one more time, kind of like, what all you guys do, and then where can they get information, find you, phone number, all that stuff.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, so we're Classic Carpet and Flooring. You can find us at classiccarpet.com. We've been in business 40 years. We do all types of flooring, so carpet, hardwood, vinyl, LVT, sand and finish work, hardwood, ceramic tile, porcelain tile, pretty much anything for your floor or your house, and we even do commercial work too. So I have four salespeople, and we run 10 crews a day, so we're bigger than most people think. And we have kind of low everyday pricing, and almost all of our business is word of mouth. We barely advertise. So it's just kind of do good work at good prices, and the business keeps growing, so we're doing great.
Absolutely awesome. And everybody know, go through Mosby. You know, you're looking at a whole remodel, looking at addition, stuff like that. You get into hardwoods, carpeting, different flooring like that, you'll probably see Mike out there with us, because that is who does everything for us. So you can find Mosby at 314-909-1800. Feel free to give us a shout. Give Mike a shout for all your flooring needs. And for now, we're out of time. But Mike, I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thanks so much. Anytime.
Fun. Great to get to know you a little bit better. And for everybody else out there, I will talk to you next week. Be good.